You can do the sponsors in a minute. You got those over there?
You're here, Nevy. She wants you to do it.
We want to pray for Brandon and Sabrina. His mom and caretaker. Okay. And then pray for the family of Cheryl Flores, who moved to her final home in heaven.
Wow.
And then we want to pray for Tina as they make their way home today.
Oh.
On a little excursion.
I love to have it to pray together. Mm-hmm. I love when people contact us and let us pray for them. What a privilege it is.
Amen.
I love what the word says, where two on earth agree is touching mm-hmm. anything they shall ask. Right. It shall be done for us by That's the right. Father in heaven. Isn't that wonderful?
That's right.
Oh, what a privilege. Father God, we come to you in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus, lifting up these precious people today. We just pray for Brandon and Sabrina, Lord God, and we just speak blessing over them. And we just pray for his mom and their caretaker. Lord, we just release the peace of God into their hearts and minds, that you're meeting every need according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, quicken them, their mortal bodies today. Thank you for divine health and wholeness and strength and energy. We release it into their lives right now, precious Jesus, by your power and for your glory. We pray, Lord God, for Cheryl Flores, who moved to her final home in heaven. Oh, my goodness. Lord, she's having a great time. I know she's enjoying her reward and enjoying where we're all going to be someday. And we just pray for her family. Lord Jesus, you bore their griefs. You carried their sorrows for them. So, precious Lord, wrap your loving arms around them like you always do and minister peace. Yes, Lord, your peace that passes understanding. Let them feel, Lord, your joy, and help them make every decision that needs to be made. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, for giving them clarity of mind, that they can do all that needs to be done, Lord God, without any grief or sorrow. We give you praise, and thank you for the lives that she touched while she was here. And we believe that many people will come to the salvation knowledge of you, Jesus, because of her passing and the life that she led. We thank you. We pray for Tina Dobbs and that they're, as they make their way home today, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. And we pray plead the blood of Jesus over Tina, and we loose the angels of God to go before her and make her way straight and clear. Thank you for safe journeys all the way back home. And thank you, Lord God, for the lives you're touching today. Through this word, through your word, through your presence, we give you praise and thank you that people are being encouraged today, Lord God, and blessed in every way. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Monica, you want to share our other sponsors or the book giveaway or both?
If you would like to be entered for the book giveaway for the month of March, all you have to do is like, share, and then comment "done" in the comments. Even if it's after the live program has ended, we do get a notification of comments. The book for this month is Pray Big for Your Child by Will Davis Jr. And you don't have to limit the prayers to just your children. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty Church. Their location is 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all.
Amen. Yeah.
Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City, Apostle Casey Hewlett. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. We all have guidelines that we live by. These guidelines are protective. They're essential to a truly productive life. They not only give you increase on the outside, they bring you security on the inside. When the guidelines are established is important. You don't want to establish them in the journey, but before you begin, how you start will be an indicator of where you will end.
Bart Ice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway.
Amen.
Oh, I've turned my coffee over. I shut Chasten off just about 3 seconds early.
But we refuse to let ourselves be disturbed or agitated. Amen.
You're doing great. I'm so glad you're here.
We're just working that word, Amy, sister.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This is the Hour of Power, and I definitely am your guest host today. Trying to figure out all these bells and whistles, what needs to be cut off and what needs to be turned up. Spilled my coffee in the meantime.
But it's all good, sister. That's right. Oh, my.
Terrell and Beverly Glaze are our guests today. Beverly's keeping quiet over there in the corner. And Terrell is sharing a great word with us, something we need to think about every day, every moment of every day, the joy, the peace. And like you've said several times, in this day we're living in, peace is not a very easy thing to come by.
Yes.
If you're not in the Word, in the Lord, and letting Him have His way in your life.
Amen. So true. Yeah. It's an everyday walk. And, you know, I just, you know, Beverly and I and everybody that I know have been going through different things and different seasons in our lives where things, of course, life always changes. And, you know, we haven't got a chance to go to Honduras in the last 3 years, mm-hmm. and because of the restrictions. And it seemed like that area where we, Zambrano and the mountain villages and up in that area, was some of the most restricted. And the people just believed everything, you know, that the government was telling them. And they, you know, and we understand that was there was some truth to it. But, it, you know, they always blew it. They blew it way out of proportion, and we all realize that now. It was more of a scam-demic than a pandemic. But anyway, we won't go there too much. But but I'm just saying, this beginning to open up down there again. And the ministry still was going on through Luis and Love Without Boundaries ministry. You know, we kept sending support and other ministers that had been there and gone had were sending support because they still were feeding the hungry. And they had to mask up, but the restrictions were looked at. The military came in. The health department was watching all the services and the gatherings. Nobody over 60 could go to the services, which left a lot of our group out. You know, even though we're young at heart, you know, and so. But then they had to really mask up, double mask up, even when we were speaking up on stage, and social distancing way out. And for a long time, they couldn't even meet, you know, and that happened here. But they're just they were so restricted into the villages where we would go feed the hungry. Mm-hmm. They were still going up there, but it wasn't really open to get in there. They were still going in there. The team down there, you know, that we've sent, you know, financial help for and to. But what I'm saying is during that time, you know, we, you know, a lot of things changed and it was easy to get angry. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something I had to deal with. And I know a lot of people that we knew was just nothing but attack of the enemy and to shut the church down and all that. But I'm saying through all of this, we have seen that God allowed a lot of stuff to wake people up and to expose what was going on. And so things are beginning to change. And I've been encouraging people out everywhere we go. We've been out on the road about 6 weeks in all the churches. We've been encouraging people that, you know, God's for us, and people are, the Christian organizations are coming together. And just like in my little town of Enid, Oklahoma, you know, the city council and the chamber of commerce and the school boards were being run by very liberal, woke people. And so the Christian businessmen and women of the community of Enid, they got together and realized what all was happening. Because, you know, it's like the curtain was pulled back and people saw it for what it was. So they got organized, called, and created a organization called the Freedom Fighters. And one by one, they began to run for these offices and places of authority. So now I'm here to say that Enid, Oklahoma, has been taken back, amen, by God's people. They've been running for office. They've taken the school boards back. They've taken back the city council, the chamber of commerce. That's all being run by Christian men and women. And that's happening across the nation. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing the grassroots movement of God's people being raised up, and we're taking back our schools. We're taking back our cities. And then it's going to the federal level. And even Pastor Dwight said that the treasurer of Oklahoma, the state treasurer, is being run by a Assembly of God pastor. He was a pastor, and he's now in the state treasurer of Oklahoma.
Wow!
And they passed some great laws. In Oklahoma. And I know a lot of people may not want to hear this, but this is happening across the nation. And I'm just saying this so we can rejoice, you Amen. Know. But in Oklahoma, praise God, they passed a law that if any abortions occur, the person that performed the abortion goes straight to the penitentiary for 10 years. They will lose their license. Come on now. And a stiff fine, which means they cannot not practice medicine again. So that's law. Mm. So anyway, that's happening. People are taking a stand. And in every area, they're taking a stand. Amen. Amen. So this will help us not be agitated or disturbed, knowing that God's people are rising up and taking this nation back. You know, a lot of stuff happened, you know, and we were all wondering, what in the world? Well, we've been on the road for many years, and I'm just going to be up straight up front with everybody. We had revival after revival after revival for many, many years, and we begin to see a decline in people coming out. Even if you could see the dead raised on Sunday morning, mm-hmm. they wouldn't come back Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? It's like we saw apathy and complacency in the body of Christ. And little by little, they were focusing on other things besides God. But see, God shook everything that can be shaken, and people begin to wake up. It took a shaking to get awakened, but you know, people are awake now, and they're doing things. They're standing up, and we're taking this nation back. So anyway, people are getting a place of authority, and this big old ship that's been going the wrong way is beginning to turn around. And because we travel around a lot, we hear some good things, and so people are just taking their stand, you know. And so I'm thankful for that. And we're going to be able to go back to Honduras sometime in the near future, hopefully. Things are beginning to open up over there. So good things are happening, you know, to encourage people.
You know, when we saw the legalized marijuana voted down in Oklahoma, that said to me.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! That said to me, some people are waking up.
Yes.
And realizing some things that need to be done.
Yes. Yes, they are. That's strong.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you know, one thing that we've noticed, too, is a lot of people, when all this stuff was exposed, a lot of people that knew it was wrong were afraid to, you know, do anything. Mm-hmm. But as people begin to stand up and take their stand, then all of a sudden they're coming out of the woodwork. Yeah, I believe the same way. Mm-hmm. I was just afraid, you know, to you know, because of what all these all these wicked people, corrupt people were just, the devil just was just unleashing all he had to take this nation down and to keep people afraid to not even speak their mind, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of that masking was just to shut people up. You know what I mean? Because the scientific truth is they do no good. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as the COVID can get right on through that mask. So anyway, that's another, I won't get there. But I'm glad that things are changing and people are waking up. Hallelujah. And and good things are happening. So we've been spending, I've been on a campaign, man, across all Arizona. We've been just encouraging people with the word and letting them know. Because a lot of those folks out west haven't heard what's going on over here. And more states are stepping up. And they're dealing with the corrupt voting situation. That's being dealt with. So anyway, man, this train's rolling, you know, and God's doing great things. And then the outpourings at the colleges, how the Spirit of God has fell on Asbury College. And there's 22 colleges across the nation where the power of God has just been poured out on these young people. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. You know, where colleges for years that were really originally created, Harvard and Yale, were originally created to raise up ministers to preach the gospel around the world. That's how they were started. And little by little, the devil has taken over. Now, nothing but lies and hypocrisy coming out of our colleges. But isn't it just like God to pour out on the colleges?
Amen.
Say, I've had enough of this. Well, here we go. So, and it's going to spread out, you know. Uh-huh. And Pastor Dwight and Sharon and Living Waters Assembly of God are doing a Sunday night service now for the youth. Uh-huh. And so since I was the special speaker, they said, we're opening up for those that are young in heart. You know, well, even though we're 49 and holding, you know, holding on as long as I can. But but we had a good turnout last night. And we had hot dogs and stuff to feed the kids before the service. And then we had a good time. Of course, Sharon, such anointed praise and worship leader. And of course, Pastor Dwight, man, he always, he lays the word out so good. My dad said, that boy there, he can shuck the corn. I said, Dwight, that's the highest compliment you'll ever get from my dad. He said, when he tells you you're shucking the corn, that means you're preaching real good. But it's always good, you know, there. It's always good there. And we had a great time, and the Lord always do. But, you know, they're reaching out to the young people, and they're responding to that. And of course, they've had a children's ministry for years. And I said, you know, all these churches we know have been pouring their lives into the communities for so many years. And they've seen some harvest, some results from that. But, you know, God's word, he says, my word will never return to me void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which I've sent it. Mm-hmm. And that's that no one would perish. Jesus was a living word. He came that no one would perish. He came for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mm-hmm. That's God's purpose for his word, that all will receive and come to the salvation knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so all these pastors, I said, be encouraged, because everything you've done, every kind act, every word of God you have imparted to these young people, these children, these adults that may not be in the house of God today, God's going to make sure that seed is watered and will come forth into full fruition of salvation and deliverance. God promises that that's what's going to happen. And me and Dwight were just having a shout. I said, buddy, you know what? Keep hanging in there. Y'all been right here all this time. You guys are here. We're just keep on keeping on. And God says, just preach it, and I'll make sure it gets watered and come forth into a great harvest. Okay. So it's harvest time, sister.
Yes, it is.
And we're all going to see all these people come to Christ because of just being faithful to preach the word and love people. Mm-hmm. I'm about to preach this morning. Man, I tell you, about to get happy.
Thinking about the harvest, you know, we all need to go help gather the harvest.
Amen.
I mean, there's not enough people out there that are concerned about that.
Amen.
They're timid, or they're concerned that somebody's going to, you know, think they're being too bold or whatever. There's a church here in town that always has a little sign up, and a week or so ago it said, the life you live is the life you teach. And we must live our life in a way. We don't have to hit people over the head with the Bible.
No.
We just need to live a life that shows God is in us, that reflects him first, not us. You see God in me first. You see God first, not Neva Pyatt. And that is going to touch people in a way that we can't even imagine. And like you were talking about going into Walmart, you know, and sometimes people are angry and they're grumpy and they're this and they're that. You know, well, our preacher even said yesterday, you know, if you're a Christian, you shouldn't have this he didn't say, look like you've just sucked on a sour pickle, but that's what I was thinking about. He said, suck on a lemon. It shouldn't look like you just sucked on a lemon.
Yeah, right.
We need to let that joy come forth from us.
Amen.
So that other people see it. And
amen.
And that's going to continue to show what God does in our life.
Yes. Amen. And, you know, that's how we change the world, Neva. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was sharing everywhere we went. Just exactly what you said, and we get that by spending time with God. Mm-hmm. So it just flows out.
Right.
It's just on us. We walk out the door, and we're just, woo, man. And people see that. But that's how, because people go, what can I do? I said, just be kind. Mm-hmm. Just spend time with God and have something to give, and just go about your getting your groceries or paying your bills or getting your gas. And when you talk to people, just be kind. Mm-hmm. Tell them, God bless you. Or how you doing today? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, and I said, everybody will do that. Millions of people every day will be touched by the power mm-hmm. of God. And that's how we change our world. One person at a time.
One person
just
at
being
a time.
Kind and letting the joy out. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, even that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening more and more, but praise God. We're seeing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we all have a responsibility.
Yes.
We don't always take that on.
Well,
and we don't listen to the Lord. We miss the opportunity.
Well, I know.
I've shared this story before, but one time my son-in-law was almost injured. I mean, came close to being injured in an oil field deal. Something blew up near him, and it didn't get him. And I didn't say to him, if something would have happened to you today, do you know where you would be? I didn't say that. And my husband said, I can't believe you missed the opportunity for the sale. Because I'm pretty.
That is rare, Diva.
Yeah.
That is rare.
I'm pretty. But, you know, I mean, the devil quenched my speech at that moment.
Yeah.
I let him win in that one. And it isn't unusual for me to say to people, you know, do you know where you'd be if something happened to you today on your way home? Do you know where you would be? But I missed that opportunity.
But you know what? I know, and we all have. But the beautiful part about that is that we never forget that.
Uh-huh.
You know, and sometimes, you know, when that situation happens, God says, nothing's wasted in me. You learned a lesson, and God will make sure that that person gets redeemed, you know, that they'll be touched or another opportunity, mm-hmm. you know. But that's, we all are growing, you know, from glory to glory, and we all had that opportunity to miss it, you know, mm-hmm. and just having maybe we're overcoming some kind of a sickness or you're not on top of it, but you know, God sees our heart, but those things, those are learning times, and God's so faithful to give. He's a God of a second chance, and he, and
a
third, and a fourth.
That's right.
So it's all a process, just learning, and that's what the thing is. I always shared, don't let the devil beat you up. You know, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so if we miss it from time to time, say, Lord, I repent, forgive me, you know. And hey, you know, what's beautiful about that, and we all know this, but we need to be reminded, you know, that when you repent, it's under the blood. And what Pastor Dwight was talking about yesterday, and so just reminding everybody that when you repent, of course, it's washed away, but God chooses to forget it. Mm-hmm. So if you repent one time and ask forgiveness, and then you keep repenting, God's going to go, what are you talking about? You know, don't you love that? Because he says, I choose to forget it. It's gone like it never happened. I mean, that's the precious blood of Jesus, and that's the love of God, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we can stay away from the condemnation and say, well, I missed it. I repent. Forgive me, Lord, and help me, and just pick right up and go on, because mm-hmm. it's like it never happened. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Well, it's like the enemy. The enemy's the one that keeps putting it back in your mind.
Oh, well, sure.
And, you know, I prayed this years ago, Lord, just help me forget anything that will not help the kingdom in any way.
Oh, that's good.
Anything in my past that keeps coming up to me. And I prayed that prayer. I said, unless I need to use it to help somebody.
Yes.
And, you know, from that moment on, I didn't think about those bad things in the past anymore. But one time this lady came to me and she said, you know, I can't talk to the little lady that plays the piano in church every week. She wouldn't understand.
Right.
I know I can talk to you because you've been down these paths.
Right.
And I was able to share with her, and it was over a situation she was having in her marriage. And that has been probably at least 30 years ago, and they have made their 50th wedding anniversary now.
Wow.
You know, So the Lord gave me some wisdom to share with her.
Come on.
You know, just, I mean, so.
Yeah.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
And if you ask him like that, take the bad memories from me. He's going to do it.
Amen. He will.
Yeah.
He will. So. You know, I don't you love that?
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
Old things pass away and all That's things right. become new. And
That's right.
Yeah. Praise God.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left here. Do you have some closing thoughts? Can you believe an hour is going
Oh,
by?
My. We always have such a good time here. You know, I just thank God that we're all praying for each other, you know, and the word talks about as the day approaches, you know, Jesus is coming, as that day approaches that we need to encourage each other like we're doing today and just remind each other of the promises of God and his faithfulness. And it's good to share life experiences, you know, like we're, because what we're talking about here today is affecting a lot of people, and they can relate. You know, this is where the rubber meets the road, and so we just want to always uplift people. One thing, the Holy Spirit, in Ephesians, I believe, chapter 4, it talks about let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. And then it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we've been sealed until the day of redemption. So our words have power. I try to remind people, Proverbs talks about the power of life and death is in the tongue. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be kind and speak kindness. And I know that that's a process. But as we're seeking first the kingdom of God, all these things, it's so simple, will be added. God will, you know, change the way we perceive people. And over a period of time, when you stay connected to that love, that love changes the way you look at people, and you'll start seeing people through the eyes of Jesus, and you'll be able to be more kind and let kind words come out and uplifting words. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that's real important, especially these days. See, and our words do have power, and that's the way God made us, because he called things to be not as though they were, and we're made in his image, so our words have power. But anyway, I just want to encourage people to be kind and just speak peace and blessing over people and lift one another up and encourage each other as the day approaches. Amen.
Will you pray to close us out?
I will be honored to. Father God, we come to you in the precious and the magnificent and the glorious name of Jesus. And I thank you once again, Lord, for the honor and privilege to be on the Hour Power. Thank you for Monica. Thank you for Neva. Thank you for all these wonderful people that are being faithful, Lord God, to get this glorious gospel preached all the time, all every week, Lord God. And I just thank you that you're taking that word and taking what they do. There's a ripple effect, Lord, that's reaching untold hundreds of thousands, Lord. And only you know. But, Lord, we know that your word is making a difference. It will not return void. It's changing lives. And we just pray blessing on them, that you can continue to bless this mighty work and bless all the work of their hands. We pray for all those, Lord God, that are involved in getting the gospel preached around the world. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of us. We cancel any and all assignments of the enemy that are trying to come against any of us in any way. And in Jesus' mighty name, we bind you up and cast you down under our feet. Now, Father, we loose the angels of God to go before all of us, making our way straight and clear. Lord God, we thank you that you're pouring out your spirit upon all flesh, and we get to be a part of this glorious end-time harvest of souls. We thank you for it, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power, or watching the Hour of Power. From me, Neva Pyatt, from Monica, from Sister Beverly, and our brother Terrell, have a blessed day, and we'll see you back in here tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app, where you'll find The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.